I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. At first glance, there seems nothing threatening about the iPod. People bop along listening to the songs they've stored on it, apparently harming no one. But within the halls of the United States Senate, there is concern. A new bill could hold the little iPod and devices like it responsible for illegal music swapping. The tech industry is opposed, saying the bill could stifle innovation. But the sponsoring senators, Republican Orrin Hatch and Democrat Patrick Leahy, seem determined to move ahead. Here with more is Day to Day's technology reporter Shani Jardin. Hi, Shani.
Hi, Madeline.
So tell us more about this bill.
Well, it's officially called the Inducing Infringement of Copyrights Act, otherwise known as the Induce Act. And as the current draft reads, it would punish tech companies for producing any gadget that could induce or tempt buyers into making unauthorized copies of copyrighted content like music or films or software. It has a lot of support from Hollywood and the music industry, but tech companies say it's bad for innovation and could end up banning a wide array of popular gadgets, including, as you mentioned, the iPod.
Well, could this apply to VCRs, to portable mini disc recorders, to the old cassette player?
Possibly, as written. Opponents say that had this act been introduced in the 1970s, we might not have PCs or PDAs. And in fact, some tech pundits have begun creating long lists of devices. If you think about it, even the P2P search services like Kazaa, everybody is concerned about Kazaa as a conduit for illicit content. It in a way, it's almost like a search engine. It's a search engine that looks at a particular part of the web. Could Google become illegal under a law like this? Does Google have an image search that allows you to search for images, some of which may indeed be copyrighted content that you don't have the right to use? Yes.
And opponents of this are saying, well, this is just bad for innovation. Why are they saying that?
Well, let's say you are a tech innovator developing any kind of new gadget or any kind of technology. It could even be a sort of a website or something. Anything that touches copyright material at some point could become problematic under this law. So if your creation could get you into hot water, you're going to feel pressure to get the clearance of Hollywood and the recording industry before you move ahead, because they've shown that they are not afraid to take strong legal action.
And Shani, who is supporting this bill and why?
Well, among the bill's strongest supporters at this time, the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, the head of the RIAA, Mitch Bainwall, testified before the Senate last week saying, look, the point of this bill is not to outlaw the iPod. I have one, and I love it. But the point here is rather to give media players muscle to combat piracy, which they claim is hurting the recording industry. But people on the other side of the fence say, look, we all agree that there is a problem here, but this may not be the right way to fix it.
Obviously, the recording industry in Hollywood is interested in this. But why the Senate? Why are they taking this up now?
Well, lobbyists on both sides of the fence seem to agree that there is a lot of pressure on lawmakers right now to deal with this issue. Representatives of entertainment industry organizations like the MPAA and RIAA say that file sharing is costing them millions of dollars and threatening their very livelihood, so drastic action needs to be taken now. So Senators Leahy and Hatch say they're going to work with witnesses through the next 30 days to iron out concerns, but they have no intention of dropping their fight to have this act confirmed into law.
Shani Jardin covers technology and culture for Wired News and for Day to Day. Thanks for coming in, Shani.
Thank you, Madeline.